The next section is praise. George. I'd met Assad a few times when he was an eye doctor in London before his older brother died and he returned to Syria. He was an easy conversationalist then, and I found him so now. I had stayed overnight in Al-Safa at Emily Nahida's request to see the ceremony in which she and her grandmother joined the other free hostages meeting Assad. ISIL had been driven out of the area. Assad asked the Druze to support him, but all in the room were aware of the invincible and inevitable Druze neutrality. Assad recognised me from London and we talked about eye surgery for the poor. He seemed to accept it as a compliment it was when I said, I've always thought in other circumstances you might have been another Fred Hollows. Then the final section is poetry. Emily Nahida ran in delight from camera to star in all the photographs. Later, when George googled them for Claire, she laughed. She is actually the most photogenic child I've ever seen. They woke in each other's arms. Outside, drop by drop by drop, and star by star by star, universal as white phosphorus, wild rain turned once again to jasmine on Damascus.